Today we meet as equals. I look forward to the day we meet as allies.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg welcomed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky to the NATO summit in Vilnius, Lithuania, Wednesday. Zelensky did not get the clear timeline for joining NATO that he had been pushing for, but he did get a shortened application process, a commitment that Ukraine belongs in NATO, pledges of new military aid and security guarantees while it waits to join the alliance. On balance, not a bad day for Zelensky.
Ukrainian delegation is bringing home significant security victory for the Ukraine, for our country, for our people, for our children.
Those outcomes were not foreordained. Before the summit, there was speculation over whether Sweden would be allowed to join NATO, but Turkey's 11th-hour change of heart took care of that. Ukraine still has no timeline for joining NATO, but it now has a commitment that it belongs in the alliance, and it can skip a step in the process. And until then, President Biden and the G7 nations are offering security guarantees until full NATO membership.
And so today, the long-term commitments we're making are backed up by the notion that in the meantime, we're going to provide security to Ukraine for its needs and against any aggression that may occur. Today, the members of the G7 are launching a joint declaration of support for Ukraine to make it clear that our support will last long into the future.
Biden met with Zelensky Wednesday, telling him Biden hopes that answers the question of whether Ukraine will become a NATO member eventually. He acknowledged the frustration Zelensky has expressed over the NATO membership issue, as well as other issues like the supply of heavy equipment.
And the frustration, I can only imagine. I know you're many times frustrated about when things get to you quickly enough and what's getting to you and how we're getting there. But I promise you, the United States is doing everything we can to get you what you need as rapidly as we can get it to you.
Zelensky expressed gratitude for Biden's leadership and for the military aid the U.S. has offered, totaling some $43 billion so far.
It's big support, and I understand that it's all your money, but you have to know that you spend this money for not just for fighting. You spend this money for our lives. And I think that we save the lives for Europe and for all the world.
Zelensky also spoke about Biden's decision to send Ukraine cluster bombs. He says he knows it was a difficult decision, but he says Russia has been using such weapons across Ukraine since the occupation of Crimea in 2014.
That you gave us, this decision will help us to save us. And that's why my appreciation for this. And I didn't hear from all the, you know, parts of the world when Russia began to use it. I didn't hear that some of, you know, countries criticized Russia. You know, but I think that it was very useful to put them. So thank you so much for this help.
Before leaving the summit for a trip to Finland, Biden delivered a rousing speech on the summit's closing day.
The defense of freedom is not the work of a day or a year. It's the calling of our lifetime, of all time. We are steel for the struggle ahead. Our unity will not falter, I promise you.
He says NATO is stronger and more united now than ever in its history, and more vital to our shared future. Now, he asks whether the world can bring the same unity and determination to the work of building a better world for everyone.
The world has changed. Will we turn back naked, unchecked aggression today to deter other world would-be aggressors tomorrow? Will we staunch the climate crisis before it's too late? Will we harness the new technologies to advance freedom, or will we diminish it? Will we advance opportunity in more places or allow instability and inequality to persist? How we answer these essential questions is literally going to determine the kind of future our children and grandchildren have. And again, that's not an exaggeration. It's a fact. It's going to take all of us. All of us.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.